This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. How do we get eternal salvation from God? What part do we contribute to gaining salvation for ourselves? Do we have to work real hard for the church to gain favor with God so He will allow us into His heaven? Today on Vision for Christ World, I will explore the idea of faith alone as the basis for real salvation through Jesus Christ. But first, a brief prayer. Father God, let me show everyone who You really are and reveal Your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at gotquestions.org. Today we welcome a new broadcast outlet for our program. The station is in Dublin, in the Republic of Ireland. It is Hope FM 107.7, and we are heard every Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m. in Dublin. So we say a warm hello to all our new listeners in Ireland. Our website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. Search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Do we contribute anything to our own salvation? There are two practical ways to look at this question, from a practical point of view and a biblical point of view. First, from a practical point of view, let's assume that a person does contribute something to his salvation. If that were possible, who would get the credit in heaven? If we somehow contribute to our own salvation, it would follow then that we get the credit. And if we get the credit, this certainly will detract from God's getting the credit. If it were possible to contribute something to attain heaven, then people upon their arrival would be patting themselves on the back because of what they did in order to obtain heavenly citizenship. These same people would be singing, "Praise myself, I contributed to my own salvation." It is unthinkable that people in heaven will be worshiping self rather than God. God said, "I will not give my glory to another." That's Isaiah 42:8 and 42:11. From a biblical point of view, mankind contributes nothing at all to his salvation. The problem with humanity is their sinfulness. Theologians normally refer to this as total depravity. Total depravity is the belief that mankind is sinful throughout and can do nothing of himself to earn God's favor. Because of this sinful state, mankind wants nothing to do with God. See Romans chapter 1. It is safe to say that because mankind is totally depraved, mankind chooses to sin, loves to sin, defends sin, and glorifies in sin. Because of man's sin problem, he is in need of God's direct help. This has been provided by Jesus Christ, the mediator between sinful humanity and righteous God. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6 states this plainly, "For there is one God and one intermediary between God and humanity, Christ Jesus, himself human, who gave himself as a ransom for all, revealing God's purpose at his appointed time." We also learn from 1 Peter 1:18 and 19 this key point, "For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors, and it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which lose their value. It was with the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God." These acts just mentioned, substitution, justification, redemption, are just a few that are provided for completely by God and devoid completely of anything human. The Bible is clear that mankind cannot contribute anything to his salvation. Anytime someone thinks he can contribute, he is in essence working for his salvation, which is clearly against the Bible's statements. See Ephesians 2:8 and 9. Even faith itself is a gift from God. Salvation is a free gift from God, Romans 6:23, and since it is a gift, there is nothing you can do to earn it. All you have to do is take the gift. But to all who have received Him, meaning Jesus, those who believe in His name, He has given the right to become God's children. That's John 1:12. So is salvation by faith alone or by faith plus works? This is perhaps the most important question in all of Christian theology. This question is a key difference between biblical Christianity and most of the Christian cults. Is salvation by faith alone or by faith plus works? Am I saved just by believing in Jesus, or do I have to believe in Jesus and do certain things? The question of faith alone or faith plus works is made difficult by some hard-to-reconcile Bible passages. Compare Romans 3:28, 5:1, and Galatians 3:24, and James 2:24. Some see a difference between Paul, salvation is by faith alone, and the book of James, where he wrote of salvation is by faith plus works. Paul dogmatically says that justification is by faith alone, Ephesians 2:8 and 9, while James appears to be saying that justification is by faith plus works. This apparent problem is answered by examining what exactly James is talking about. James is refuting the belief that a person can have faith without producing any good works. James is emphasizing the point that genuine faith in Christ will produce a changed life and good works after salvation. James is not saying that justification is by faith plus works, but rather that a person who is truly justified by faith will have good works in his or her life. If a person claims to be a believer, but has no good works in their life, then he or she likely does not have genuine faith in Christ. Paul says the same thing in his writings. The good fruit believers should have in their lives is listed in Galatians 5, 22-23. Immediately after telling us that we are saved by faith and not by works, Paul informs us that we were created to do good works. That's Ephesians 2:10. Paul expects just as much of a changed life as James does. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. James and Paul do not disagree in their teaching regarding salvation. They approach the same subject from different perspectives. Paul simply emphasized that justification is by faith alone, while James puts emphasis on the fact that genuine faith in Christ produces good works. Sola fide, which means faith alone from the Latin, is important because it is one of the distinguishing characteristics or key points that separate the true biblical gospel from false gospels. At stake is the very gospel itself, and it is therefore a matter of eternal life and death. Getting the gospel right is of such importance that the Apostle Paul would write in Galatians 1:9, "As we have already said, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let him be eternally condemned." Paul was addressing the same question that Sola Fide addresses. On what basis is humanity declared by God to be justified? Is it by faith alone, which is what Sola Fide means, or by faith combined with works? Paul makes it clear in Galatians and Romans that humanity is justified by faith in Christ and not by observing the law, and the rest of the Bible concurs with that. Sola fide, or faith alone, is a key point of difference between biblical Christianity and almost all other religions and teachings. The teaching that we are declared righteous by God, meaning justified, on the basis of our faith alone and not by works, is a key doctrine of the Bible, and a line that divides most cults from biblical Christianity. While most religions and cults teach people what works they must do to be saved, the Bible teaches that we are not saved by works, but by God's grace through His gift of faith. Biblical Christianity is distinct from every other religion in that it is centered on what God has accomplished through Christ's finished work on the cross, while all other religions are based on human achievement. If we abandon the doctrine of justification by faith, we abandon the only way of salvation. Now, when a man's works, his wages, are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation, however, to the man who does not work, but trusts God who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness. That's Romans chapter 4. The Bible teaches that those that trust Jesus Christ for justification by faith alone are imputed with his righteousness, 2 Corinthians 5:21, while those who try to establish their own righteousness or mix faith with works will receive the punishment due to all who fall short of God's perfect standard. One of the most important Bible passages on this subject is found in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. God saved you through faith as an act of kindness. You had nothing to do with it. Being saved is a gift from God. It's not the result of anything you've done, so no one can brag about it. God has made us what we are. He has created us in Christ Jesus to live lives filled with good works that he has prepared for us to do. Here are the words of Jesus from John 5:24. I can guarantee this truth. Those who listen to what I say and believe in the one who sent me will have eternal life. They won't be judged because they have already passed from death to life. Another core Bible portion relating to eternal salvation is from the Gospel of John chapter 3. Here are some selected excerpts from that chapter. For this is the way God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world should be saved through him. The one who believes in him is not condemned. The one who does not believe has been condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God. Now, this is the basis for judging, that the light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come into the light, so that their deeds will not be exposed. But the one who practices the truth comes to the light, so that it may be plainly evident that his deeds have been done in God. The Father loves the Son and has placed all things under his authority. The one who believes in the Son has eternal life. The one who rejects the Son will not see life, but God's wrath remains on him. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. Today we welcome a new broadcast outlet for our program. The station is in Dublin in the Republic of Ireland. It is Hope FM 107.7, and we are heard every Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m. in Dublin. So we say a warm hello to all our new listeners in Ireland. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith.